The two of them, Daniele and Palladio, co-opted the genius of a third for their collaboration, the painter Paolo Veronese. His brief was to cover the villa walls with frescoes.
What makes this villa special is its sense of playfulness. Now, Daniele Barbaro is a heavyweight intellectual. So in his way, of course, is Andrea Palladio. They read all the textbooks on optics and perspectives and actually written some of them. And Daniele's translated the great classical work on architecture. And what you expect from all this obsession with musical intervals and harmony and mathematics, almost a kind of algorithmic approach to the perfect house, is to have that translated in painting by Veronese into allegory. The planets and the gods cavorting on the ceiling. And yes, that's what we have. We have a mysterious white woman in the middle. We have the gods of abundance and family life. And then suddenly you catch sight of a parrot. And then you notice the woman, almost certainly Marco Antonio, the brother's wife, in a gorgeous haute couture number, and next to her nurse with a fantastic leathery skin, a woman of the ordinary people. And you think, hang on a minute, they don't belong with the gods. Something extraordinary is going on here. We have a mix of the immortals and the mortals, of reality and illusion, and that goes right through everything we see in the villa. Real windows and fake windows, and the villa turns into a spectacularly teasing kind of funhouse. Now, whatever you think about Renaissance painting, you don't usually go for it for jokes, really, but jokes can be graceful and elegant, and that was Veronese's cast of mind. And you also see that he's cutting into all this dense theory with what he could do best, with what Venice did best.